Force Yourself to Get It Done. How to Force Yourself to Work Hard. Written and published by Echoes of Empowerment. Introduction. Imagine this. You have big goals, dreams that could change your life. But every time you sit down to work, something stops you. Distractions pull you away. Procrastination wins. You tell yourself, "I'll start tomorrow." But tomorrow never comes. Here's the hard truth. Waiting for motivation is a trap. The people who achieve massive success aren't the ones who feel inspired every day. They're the ones who show up, grind, and push through, even when they don't feel like it. So how do you force yourself to take action? How do you become the kind of person who works hard, stays disciplined, and gets things done, no matter what? This is your blueprint. 7 powerful strategies that will rewire your mind for relentless execution. By the time you finish this, you won't need motivation anymore. You'll know how to make yourself work, on command. Because the truth is, action creates motivation, not the other way around. The more you push through resistance, the stronger you become. And once you master this, nothing will be able to stop you. Let's begin. Chapter 1. The Dark Mode Mindset. Tap into your warrior energy. There are two versions of you, one that craves comfort and one that thrives on discipline. The problem? Most people let their weaker self take control. This weaker self is the one that hits snooze instead of waking up early, chooses the couch over the gym, and endlessly scrolls on social media instead of working on meaningful goals. It's the version of you that loves short-term pleasure but keeps you stuck in the same place, achieving nothing. If you want to force yourself to take action, you must activate your dark mode mindset, the version of you that embraces discomfort, rejects excuses, and operates with ruthless focus. Think of it as your warrior mode, the version of you that doesn't hesitate, doesn't negotiate, and doesn't entertain weakness. This isn't about motivation. It's about flipping a mental switch and stepping into a different level of existence, one where action is automatic and hesitation disappears. But how do you tap into this mindset? By making the decision to switch off emotions and turn on execution. Understand this. Your mind will always try to keep you comfortable. It will whisper excuses, tempt you with distractions, and tell you that you can start later. You need to recognize these thoughts for what they are, lies designed to keep you weak. To activate dark mode, you must train yourself to override these mental tricks. Stop thinking, stop hesitating, just move. The moment you entertain the idea of delaying, you lose. The solution: act before your mind has a chance to argue. If you need to work, start typing. If you need to exercise, stand up and move. If you need to wake up early, get out of bed the second your alarm rings. No discussions, no negotiations. One of the most powerful ways to strengthen this mindset is to create an alter ego, a warrior version of yourself. Athletes, performers, and top achievers do this all the time. Think of Kobe Bryant's Black Mamba mentality or Beyoncé's Sasha Fierce persona. These alter egos are not separate personalities. They are heightened versions of themselves, built to perform under pressure. You need to build your own. Give it a name, define its traits, and step into that identity whenever it's time to work. This version of you doesn't negotiate with laziness. It doesn't care about feelings, distractions, or self-doubt. It only knows one thing: execution. The moment you activate this identity, something shifts. Distractions lose their power. Procrastination fades. Resistance weakens. You stop waiting for motivation and start operating on discipline and pure willpower. The dark mode mindset is about training yourself to love the process of pushing forward, even when it's hard. Once you master this, you become unstoppable. Chapter 2. The clock is ticking rule. Work like you're running out of time. Most people waste time because they feel like they have plenty of it. They put things off until tomorrow, assuming that opportunities will always be there. They delay hard work, thinking they can start when they feel ready. But the truth is, time is the one thing you can never get back. Every second that passes is gone forever. And if you don't train yourself to work with urgency, you'll wake up one day filled with regret, realizing that you ran out of time before you even got started. This is why you need to adopt the clock is ticking rule. Imagine that a countdown timer has been placed on your goals and the clock is constantly running down. Every moment of inaction is a step closer to failure. This mindset forces you to move fast, to work as if you are racing against time, because you are. Every second you hesitate is a second wasted. Every excuse you make steals time from your future. The people who succeed in life are the ones who understand the value of time and refuse to waste it. The key to adopting this mindset is removing the illusion of later. You don't have later. You don't have someday. You have right now, and that is all. If you treat time as an unlimited resource, you will always find a reason to delay. But if you start seeing time as something that is slipping away every single second, you'll stop wasting it. Think about this. If you had only 24 hours to make your dream a reality, how would you act? You wouldn't waste time scrolling through your phone. You wouldn't let minor distractions pull you away. You wouldn't sit around waiting for the perfect moment. You would take massive action immediately. This is the level of urgency you need to bring to your work. Set tight deadlines, force yourself to move quickly, and stop allowing yourself to slow down. The most productive people in the world don't wait for inspiration. They create it through momentum. They work fast, they work with intensity, and they don't give themselves time to overthink. Another way to make this mindset stick is to visualize your future self. Imagine yourself 5 years from now, looking back on today. What would that version of you say about how you spent your time? Would they be proud of the work you did, or would they be filled with regret? If you knew that your future success depended on what you did right now, would you still waste time? The truth is, your future is being built in this very moment. There is an old saying, you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. Time is the only resource you can't replace, and every second you waste is a second stolen from your dreams. The people who live with urgency, who work like they're running out of time, are the ones who achieve greatness. They don't wait for motivation. They don't entertain distractions. They attack their goals like time is chasing them, because it is. If you start treating every moment as if it's your last chance to make progress, you'll start seeing results at an unstoppable rate. The clock is ticking. Start moving. Chapter 3. Burn the bridges. Eliminate the escape route. Most people fail because they give themselves a way out. They set goals, but in the back of their mind, they know they have the option to quit. They say they want success, but they also keep a backup plan, a comfortable safety net that allows them to retreat the moment things get hard. And that's exactly why they don't push themselves to the limit. If you want to force yourself to work hard, you need to burn the bridges behind you. This means removing every escape route, every excuse, and every possibility of going back to your old ways. You must commit so fully to your goal that failure is not an option. When you make it impossible to turn back, your only choice is to move forward. History proves this strategy works. Great warriors used it in battle. When Hernán Cortés arrived in the New World with his army, he burned his ships, eliminating the option of retreat. His men had only one path, fight or die. With no way to escape, they fought with everything they had, and they conquered. That's the level of commitment you need to bring to your goals. But how do you apply this mindset in everyday life? Start by cutting off all easy exits. If you're building a business, stop telling yourself you can always go back to a regular job. If you're trying to get in shape, stop keeping junk food in your house, just in case. If you want to achieve something, remove every temptation that allows you to quit when things get difficult. This also means destroying your comfort zone. Comfort is the biggest enemy of progress. If you always give yourself the option to rest, to take it easy, or to wait until you feel ready, you will never reach your full potential. You need to make quitting harder than continuing. One of the most effective ways to do this is by publicly committing to your goal. When you tell people what you're going to do, you add pressure to follow through. Your reputation is now on the line. Successful people use this strategy all the time. They create high-stakes commitments so that quitting would be embarrassing, costly, or even impossible. Another way to eliminate escape routes is to invest something valuable into your goal. Put money into it. Put time into it. Put energy into it. The more you invest, the harder it is to walk away. If you pay for a gym membership, you'll feel guilty skipping workouts. If you invest your savings into starting a business, you'll work twice as hard to make it succeed. When you have something to lose, you take things seriously. Burning the bridges behind you forces you into a mindset where the only way is forward. There's no second guessing, no waiting for the right moment, no hesitation. You move because you have no other choice. If you want to succeed at the highest level, stop leaving yourself an easy way out. Make success your only option. Chapter 4. The No Matter What Principle. Remove emotions from the equation. Most people fail to be consistent because they let feelings dictate their actions. They only work hard when they feel motivated. They only show up when it's convenient. But here's the truth. If you only act when you feel like it, you will never achieve anything great. The people who succeed at the highest level operate by a different rule, the No Matter What Principle. This means you do what you said you would do, no matter how you feel. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you're unmotivated. It doesn't matter if you're not in the mood. You do it anyway. Think of an elite athlete training for the Olympics. Do you think they only train on days they feel good? Number. They train every single day, whether they feel like it or not. A soldier doesn't decide to go into battle based on their mood. They follow their mission, no matter what. You need to apply the same mentality to your work. Separate emotions from execution. Stop waiting for motivation. Stop looking for the perfect moment. Train yourself to take action automatically, without debating it. If you made a commitment to yourself, follow through, no matter what. How do you do this? By turning your actions into non-negotiable habits. A disciplined person doesn't wake up and wonder, should I work today? They don't waste time deciding whether to go to the gym. They just do it, because it's part of who they are. A powerful strategy is to set rules instead of goals. Instead of saying, I want to work out 3 times a week, say, I work out every day at 6 a.m., no exceptions. Instead of saying, I want to work on my business, say, I will work for 3 hours every night, no excuses. When you set rules, there is no room for negotiation. You don't give yourself an option to quit. Another way to remove emotions from the equation is to detach from how you feel in the moment and focus on the long-term vision. If you base decisions on short-term feelings, you will always choose comfort. But if you focus on the bigger picture, on where you want to be in 5 years, you will push through discomfort and do the work. Think of the version of yourself who has already achieved everything you want. That future version of you, the one who is successful, disciplined, and unstoppable. What would they do today? Chapter 5. The Discipline Bank Account. Pay yourself in future success. Every action you take is either a deposit or a withdrawal from your discipline bank account. Just like a financial bank account, the more you deposit, the more wealth you accumulate. But in this case, The currency isn't money, it's self-discipline, habits, and future success. Most people operate with a spend now, pay later mentality. They choose comfort today and expect success tomorrow. They skip workouts, procrastinate on work, and waste hours on distractions, assuming they'll make up for it later. But life doesn't work that way. Every time you take the easy route, you're making a withdrawal from your disciplined bank account. And if you keep withdrawing without depositing, eventually, your account runs dry, leaving you with nothing but regret. The most successful people understand this principle at a deep level. They treat discipline like an investment. Every time they push through resistance, they are making a deposit. Every time they show up, even when they don't feel like it, they are stacking up wealth, not in dollars, but in mental toughness, consistency, and results. Think of a professional athlete. They don't wake up every day feeling motivated to train, but they do it anyway because they understand that every rep, every drill, every disciplined action is an investment in their future success. The same principle applies to your life. If you want to build an unshakable work ethic, you need to start thinking like an investor. Every disciplined action you take today, whether it's working out, staying focused on your tasks, or sticking to your goals, is a deposit that compounds over time. The more you invest in discipline, the stronger and more resilient you become. But here's where it gets interesting. Discipline works both ways. Just like you can build wealth through consistent deposits, you can also create debt through bad habits. Every time you skip a commitment, every time you let excuses win, every time you choose comfort over progress, you're putting yourself deeper into discipline debt. And the problem with debt? It always comes with interest. Think about it. If you skip working hard today, tomorrow becomes harder. If you keep delaying your goals, eventually, you will wake up in the same place, realizing you've wasted years. The interest on laziness is regret. The price of inaction is wasted potential. But the good news? You can change your balance starting now. How? By making small deposits, consistently. You don't have to start with huge changes. Just start with one disciplined action today. Then do it again tomorrow and the next day. Before you know it, you've built a habit. Momentum kicks in and discipline stops feeling like a struggle. It becomes your default setting. Another powerful strategy is to track your deposits. Keep a daily log of the disciplined actions you take. Every time you push through resistance, write it down. Seeing your progress will motivate you to keep going. And most importantly, adopt the mindset that discipline is a lifelong investment. Just like building financial wealth takes time, building unshakable discipline requires patience and consistency. But the rewards are massive: confidence, success, and a life that you control, rather than one controlled by excuses and distractions. The question is, what kind of account do you want to build? Will you be someone who invests daily and builds unstoppable discipline? Or will you keep making withdrawals, digging deeper into debt? The choice is yours. Start making deposits. Your future self is depending on it. Chapter 6. Train yourself to love the pain. Make hard work addictive. Most people avoid pain. They see struggle as something to escape, something to minimize. They say they want success, but the moment things get difficult, they back off, looking for an easier way. This is why they fail. The truth is, success isn't about avoiding pain. It's about learning to love it. The people who achieve the highest levels of success are not the ones who work the hardest out of obligation, but the ones who become addicted to the process itself. If you want to force yourself to work hard, you must rewire your brain to see pain as progress. You must stop viewing discomfort as something negative and start recognizing it as a sign that you are growing. Pain is not the enemy. Comfort is. Think about it. Every great transformation, Every breakthrough, every legendary achievement comes from embracing difficulty, not avoiding it. A bodybuilder doesn't get stronger by lifting light weights. They get stronger by pushing through the burning pain of heavy resistance. A successful entrepreneur doesn't build a business by working only when it's fun. They endure stress, failure, and endless obstacles because they know that's the price of greatness. If you want to train yourself to love the pain, you need to shift your mindset. Instead of seeing hard work as suffering, see it as proof that you're on the right track. Every moment of struggle, every drop of sweat, every late night of effort, these are the signs that you're doing what most people won't. And that's exactly why you'll achieve what most people never will. So how do you make hard work addictive? You have to create a link in your brain between struggle and satisfaction. The best way to do this is to develop a habit of immediate reinforcement. Every time you push through something difficult, whether it's finishing a workout, completing a deep work session, or resisting an urge to procrastinate, acknowledge it, celebrate it, remind yourself, this is what winning feels like. Your brain is always looking for rewards. If you train it to associate discipline with something positive, eventually you will start craving the challenge. You will chase the struggle, not run from it. Another powerful way to train yourself to love hard work is to gamify your pain. Track your streaks, set challenges, push yourself to beat your own records. Every day you work hard, consider it a win that you collect. Make it your mission to stack up as many wins as possible. Over time, your brain will begin to seek out challenges because it has learned that struggle equals success. You also need to change the way you talk to yourself. Most people make struggle harder because they mentally resist it. They tell themselves, "This is too much. This sucks. I can't do this." But the strongest people do the opposite. When things get tough, they say, "Good. This is where I grow. This is making me unstoppable." They don't complain about the pain. They lean into it, embrace it, and thrive in it. Look at the world's greatest athletes, entrepreneurs, and performers. They seek out challenges. They intentionally put themselves in uncomfortable situations because they know that's what separates them from the weak. They've trained their minds to crave effort, not comfort, and that's exactly what you need to do. Stop thinking of hard work as something to endure. Make it something you crave. Train yourself to love the process, and success will become inevitable. 7. The one more strategy: train your mind for relentless effort. Most people stop at the point where things start getting uncomfortable. They do what is required, but nothing extra. They follow the plan, but never push beyond it. And that is why they never break past their limits. The difference between those who succeed and those who stay average is a simple but powerful mindset. Always do one more. The one more strategy is about training your mind to never settle for the bare minimum. It's about pushing yourself past what you think is possible, building the habit of exceeding expectations every single time. Whether you're working out, learning a skill, or building a business, the key to massive growth is in that extra repetition, that extra effort, that extra hour. Think about elite athletes. When they train, they don't just do what's on the schedule, they push past it. When their body screams for them to stop, they do one more rep. When their coach says practice is over, they take one more shot. This is how champions are made, not by following the standard routine, but by constantly doing more than what is required. But this isn't just about physical endurance, it's about mental conditioning. Your brain is wired to keep you comfortable. The moment you start feeling tired, your mind tries to convince you to stop. But here's the truth. Your real potential is just beyond that point of resistance. If you always stop when things get tough, you never get stronger. But if you train yourself to push past that moment, just a little further, every time, you will start unlocking new levels of performance you never thought possible. The key is to apply the one more strategy to every part of your life. Reading, read one more page. Writing, write one more paragraph. Sales calls, make one more call. Gym session, do one more set. Over time, these extra efforts compound into massive results. One of the biggest advantages of this mindset is that it removes the decision-making process. You don't have to ask yourself whether you should do more. You just do it automatically. It becomes a habit, a reflex. And once it's ingrained in your identity, it stops feeling like effort. It becomes who you are. Another powerful aspect of this strategy is that it builds an unstoppable work ethic. Most people quit at 80% of their capacity. The one more mindset forces you to tap into that extra 20%, the part that most people never access. When you consistently push past your limits, you start training your mind to expect more from itself. And as a result, what once felt difficult becomes your new baseline. This strategy also builds confidence. Every time you push past resistance, you prove to yourself that you're capable of more. You start seeing yourself as someone who refuses to quit, someone who always gives more than expected. And when you stack up enough of these moments, you develop an unshakable belief in your own ability to handle anything. But here's the most important part. This mindset isn't just about achieving results. It's about becoming the kind of person who refuses to settle, the kind of person who doesn't back down, the kind of person who doesn't accept mediocrity. When you live by the one more strategy, success stops being a question of if and becomes a matter of when. So the next time you feel like stopping, ask yourself, what if I just did one more? What if I just pushed a little harder? What if I just refused to quit? That one extra effort might be the difference between being average and being unstoppable. Train your mind to always do more, and you will dominate in anything you pursue. Chapter 8. The Unbreakable Standard Rule. Raise your expectations of yourself. Most people fail to reach their full potential, not because they lack talent, but because they accept average standards for themselves. They show up inconsistently, do just enough to get by, and allow themselves to quit when things get uncomfortable. But the people who achieve extraordinary results hold themselves to a different level. They don't operate by what's good enough. They live by an unbreakable standard. If you want to force yourself to work hard, not just once but every single day, then you need to create a personal standard so high that anything less is unacceptable. You need to make discipline your default, not an option. You need to eliminate the idea that good enough is ever enough. Think about the most elite performers in the world, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, scientists. What separates them from the rest is not just skill, but the way they demand excellence from themselves. They hold themselves to an internal code of discipline that is so strong, they don't need external motivation. They work at a high level because they refuse to operate any other way. So how do you build an unbreakable standard for yourself? First, define the kind of person you want to be. Do you want to be someone who works only when they feel like it? Or do you want to be the person who shows up, no matter what? Decide now. Once you choose that identity, you stop negotiating with yourself. You don't ask if you're going to work today, you just do it, because that's who you are. Second, set rules for yourself that are non-negotiable. The highest achievers don't leave their success up to chance. They create strict personal rules that force them to operate at a high level. Maybe it's waking up at 5 a.m. every day, no matter what. Maybe it's doing 100 push-ups before bed. Maybe it's writing 1,000 words every single day without excuse. Whatever it is, once the rule is set, it is not broken. Third, never lower your standards for comfort. The moment you start making excuses, "I'm tired today, I'll take it easy. I worked hard yesterday, I can relax today," you are weakening your discipline. High standards don't bend to emotions. If you want to be unbreakable, you need to train yourself to execute, no matter how you feel. Fourth, make excellence your new baseline. The key to long-term success is to consistently raise your standard over time. What was once difficult should eventually become your new normal. If you used to work hard for 2 hours, push for three. If you used to hit the gym 4 days a week, make it five. Never let yourself stagnate. Eliminate the option to quit. The greatest performers don't stop when they're tired. They don't stop when they lose motivation. They don't stop when things get hard. They stop when the job is done. If you want to force yourself to work hard, then make one simple rule. There is no quitting. Once you commit, you finish. No excuses. No exceptions. Most people never push themselves past their limits because they give themselves a way out. When things get difficult, they allow themselves to slow down, procrastinate, or quit altogether. But if you create an identity where failure is simply not an option, you will develop an unstoppable level of discipline. The reality is, you don't get what you wish for. You get what you tolerate. If you tolerate weakness, inconsistency, and laziness, that's exactly what you'll get. But if you set an unbreakable standard for yourself, if you demand more from yourself than anyone else ever could, then you will rise to that level, and success will become inevitable. So decide today, what is the new standard for your life? Because once you set it, there's no going back. Chapter 9. The no-choice mentality. Remove the option to fail. Most people struggle with discipline because they see hard work as a choice. They approach success as something they'll pursue if they feel motivated, if the timing is right, if life isn't too stressful. But here's the truth. As long as success is an option, failure will always be an easier alternative. The way to force yourself to work hard is to remove the option to fail. Think about it. The moments when you're most productive, most focused, and most determined are usually when you have no way out. When your back is against the wall, when there's no second chance, when failure isn't just a setback, it's unacceptable. That's when you find energy and drive you didn't know you had. This is the no-choice mentality. It's the mindset of people who achieve greatness, not because they're more talented, but because they never allow quitting to be an option. They don't sit around waiting to feel inspired. They decide what must be done, and then they do it, no matter what. So how do you develop this mindset? First, eliminate backup plans that make quitting easier. Most people fail because they give themselves an escape route. They think, if this gets too hard, I can always stop. If I don't feel like it, I'll try again tomorrow. This mindset keeps you weak. If you want to force yourself to work, remove the safety nets. Make failure so costly that quitting is not even a consideration. Second, commit to something bigger than yourself. The people who work the hardest are the ones who have something to fight for, a purpose so strong that taking the easy way out feels like a betrayal of who they are. If you're only working hard for yourself, it's easy to let yourself off the hook. But if you're doing it for your family, for your legacy, for something greater than your own comfort, then quitting feels like a failure you cannot afford. Third, stop waiting for motivation and act on discipline alone. People who succeed don't rely on motivation because they know it's unreliable. They act whether they feel like it or not. They wake up and get to work, not because they're inspired, but because there is simply no other option. It's what needs to be done, so they do it. Fourth, put yourself in situations where success is the only possible outcome. If you want to get in shape, sign up for a competition where you'll embarrass yourself if you don't train. If you want to build a business, publicly announce your launch date so you have no choice but to deliver. If you want to develop discipline, create an environment where failure would be humiliating, painful, or financially costly. The more pressure you place on yourself, the harder you'll work. Fifth, treat your goals like survival. If your life depended on your ability to get something done, would you make excuses? Would you procrastinate? Number, you'd work with insane focus. You'd block out distractions. You'd do whatever it takes. That's the level of urgency you need to bring to your goals, because in reality, your future depends on it. Burn the idea of failure out of your mind. If you see failure as an option, it will always be your fallback. But if you adopt the mentality that there is no way out, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how much resistance you face, then you will always find a way forward. The difference between people who succeed and those who don't is simple. One group has a way out, the other doesn't. If you make success optional, you'll take breaks, you'll make excuses, you'll slow down when things get tough. But if you live by the no-choice mentality, then working hard is no longer something you do. It's simply who you are. So stop negotiating with yourself. Stop allowing failure to exist in your mind. Decide today that quitting is not an option, and you will find a way to make success inevitable. Chapter 10. The Extreme Ownership Law. Take full control of your results. The moment you blame anything outside yourself for your failures, your circumstances, your past, other people, bad luck, you give away your power. The difference between those who succeed and those who struggle is simple. Successful people take full ownership of everything in their life. They refuse to make excuses. They refuse to wait for help. They refuse to let anything outside of their control determine their future. This is the extreme ownership law. It means that no matter what happens, you take full responsibility for it, good or bad. If you fail, it's on you. If you don't have the results you want, it's on you. If life isn't going the way you planned, it's on you. Not because everything is your fault, but because taking ownership is the only way you can change anything. Most people avoid ownership because it's easier to shift the blame. It's easier to say, "I'm not successful because of my family, my background, my bad luck, my circumstances." But the moment you think like this, you trap yourself. If external factors control your life, then that means you're powerless. But if you take ownership, you take control. And when you're in control, you can fix anything. How do you apply the extreme ownership law in your life? First, eliminate excuses entirely. From this moment on, you are no longer allowed to say, "I couldn't," because, or, "it wasn't my fault," because every time you face an obstacle, instead of looking for reasons why you failed, ask yourself, "What could I have done better? What could I have controlled? How do I fix this?" The more you take ownership, the faster you improve. Second, stop waiting for perfect conditions. A major reason people don't take action is because they convince themselves they need the right timing, the right knowledge, or the right situation to begin. But there is no perfect time. If you wait for the stars to align, you will wait forever. Winners don't wait. They start with what they have and figure it out along the way. Third, own your mistakes without excuses. When you mess up, own it. No blaming, no avoiding, no pretending it didn't happen. Mistakes are not the problem. The refusal to take responsibility for them is. The faster you admit fault, the faster you can improve and move forward. Fourth, take control of your mindset. You can't control everything in life, but you can always control how you respond. If you let setbacks break you, if you let negativity control your emotions, if you let failure stop you, you are giving away your power. Instead, take full responsibility for your reactions. Decide that no matter what happens, you will stay focused, disciplined, and in control of yourself. Fifth, apply extreme ownership to your daily habits. You are not a victim of laziness, procrastination, or distractions. If you waste time, it's because you allowed it. If you didn't stick to your plan, It's because you made a decision to be undisciplined. Everything you do is a choice, and once you accept this, you will never let excuses hold you back again. Own your future. Where you are today is a result of past decisions. Where you'll be tomorrow depends on the decisions you make now. If you're not where you want to be, take full responsibility and do something about it. No one is coming to save you. No one owes you success. No one else is responsible for your results. You are in complete control of your destiny, and the sooner you take full ownership, the sooner you will create the life you want. The harsh truth is this: you either take full responsibility for your success, or you stay stuck making excuses. There is no in-between. The second you stop blaming, stop waiting, and start owning every part of your life, you will become unstoppable. Because when you own everything, you can change anything. Chapter 11. The Unstoppable Momentum. Formula: never lose speed once you start. Getting started is hard, but staying consistent is even harder. Most people begin with excitement, only to slow down when motivation fades. They make progress for a few days or weeks, then hit a wall, lose energy, and stop. The key to working hard for the long haul is learning how to build unstoppable momentum, so that once you start, you never stop. Momentum is the force that keeps you going even when you don't feel like it. It's what separates the people who work in bursts from the ones who keep grinding day after day, no matter what. The stronger your momentum, the easier it is to stay disciplined. Instead of forcing yourself to work every time, hard work becomes automatic. So how do you create unstoppable momentum? First, win the first battle of the day. The way you start your morning determines how the rest of your day will go. If you wake up and immediately waste time scrolling, hesitating, or delaying action, you've already lost momentum. But if you start strong, by attacking your first task with discipline, you set a powerful tone for the entire day. Your goal should be to create an early victory that fuels everything else. Second, never break the chain. Success isn't about making one big effort. It's about stacking small wins over time. Each day that you stay disciplined, you add another link to your chain of progress. But if you stop, you break the chain, and momentum dies. The rule is simple. No matter what, do something every day. Even if you can only do a small amount, keep the chain going. Once you've built a long streak, the thought of breaking it will push you to keep moving forward. Third, eliminate momentum killers. Distractions, overthinking, and self-doubt are the enemies of progress. Every time you stop to check your phone, second-guess yourself, or procrastinate, you're killing momentum. Instead, create a work environment where distractions don't exist. Make it easier to keep going than to stop. Set a timer, block out everything else, and get lost in the process of working hard. Fourth, use the just five more rule. When you feel tired and want to stop, challenge yourself to do just five more reps, five more minutes, five more pages. What happens? You push through the resistance, and once you go five more, you'll often realize you can keep going even longer. Momentum is built in these small moments of pushing past your limits. Fifth, lower the activation energy. One reason people struggle to stay consistent is because they make it too difficult to start. If you have to go through 10 steps before you can begin, you'll resist it. Instead, set things up so that starting is effortless. Keep your workspace ready, have your gym clothes laid out, set reminders that pull you into action. The easier it is to begin, the less likely you are to stop. Sixth, ride the wave of progress. When you're in the zone and momentum is on your side, use that energy to go even harder. If you're writing and the words are flowing, keep going. If you're working out and feel strong, push a little further. Momentum compounds. If you keep pressing forward, you'll find yourself achieving more than you thought possible. Make momentum your identity. Stop thinking of discipline as something you do sometimes. You are someone who always moves forward. Once you see yourself as the kind of person who never stops, your actions will reflect that belief. Even when obstacles come, even when you feel like quitting, you'll keep going, because stopping is not who you are. The biggest mistake people make is waiting for motivation to return before they take action. But motivation is unreliable. Momentum is the real secret. If you build it and protect it, hard work stops feeling like a struggle and becomes your default state. And once you become unstoppable, success is no longer a question, it's inevitable. Chapter 12. The Iron Will Blueprint. Build mental toughness that never breaks. Most people quit when things get hard. They start strong, but when pressure, failure, or discomfort show up, they break. What separates the weak from the unstoppable? Mental toughness, the ability to keep going no matter how difficult things get. When you have an iron will, nothing can shake you, nothing can stop you, and nothing can break you. You become the kind of person who doesn't back down, no matter what. Mental toughness isn't something you're born with. It's something you build through your actions, your mindset, and your ability to embrace struggle instead of running from it. The problem is, most people avoid hardship. They take the easy route, seeking comfort instead of challenge. But the easy road makes you weak. If you want to develop an iron will, you must train yourself to thrive under pressure, find strength in struggle, and rewire your mind to embrace discomfort. So how do you build unbreakable mental toughness? First, put yourself through controlled suffering. Mental toughness isn't built in comfort, it's forged in difficulty. If you never push yourself, you'll never develop the resilience to handle real challenges. This means deliberately seeking out discomfort, waking up earlier than you want to, working longer than you think you can, doing the hard things even when every part of you wants to quit. Train your mind by showing it that pain isn't the enemy, it's the path to power. Second, destroy the habit of giving up. Every time you quit, you train your brain to take the easy way out, and the more you quit, the easier quitting becomes. If you truly want an iron will, you must become the kind of person who refuses to stop. When you feel like quitting, push yourself just a little further. Every time you resist the urge to give up, you make your mind stronger. Over time, quitting stops being an option, and you become someone who always finds a way forward. Third, control your emotions like a warrior. Weakness comes from allowing emotions to dictate your actions. Tough people don't let fear, doubt, or frustration control them. When things get hard, they don't complain, panic, or hesitate. They execute. Train yourself to stay calm under pressure. When stress hits, take a breath, refocus, and remind yourself, "I control my mind. My mind does not control me." Once you learn to detach from emotions and keep moving forward, you become unstoppable. Fourth, rewire your response to failure. Mentally weak people see failure as a sign to stop. Mentally tough people see failure as a lesson, a stepping stone, a test of endurance. Every setback is an opportunity to sharpen your skills, strengthen your discipline, and prove to yourself that nothing can break you. The faster you get up after falling, the stronger you become. Stop fearing failure. Embrace it as fuel. Fifth, develop the no matter what mindset. This means eliminating all excuses and deciding that no obstacle, no struggle, no difficulty will ever stop you. Most people leave room for quitting. They say, "I'll try my best, but if it gets too hard, I'll stop." That mindset is weak. If you truly want to succeed, there can be no backup plan, no way out. The goal is the goal, no matter what. Sixth, make hard work your default setting. Don't wait for motivation. Don't rely on inspiration. Make discipline automatic. The strongest minds don't need to feel like it to take action. They just do what needs to be done every single time. Train yourself to take action instantly without overthinking. The less you hesitate, the tougher you become. Seventh, put yourself in situations where quitting is not an option. One of the best ways to develop an iron will is to commit so deeply to something that failure is simply not on the table. Give yourself no escape routes. Burn the bridges behind you. Once you make it impossible to quit, you'll force yourself to push through any challenge that comes your way. Decide who you are. Mental toughness isn't just about what you do, it's about who you become. If you see yourself as someone who's mentally weak, you will always struggle. But if you decide right now that you are unbreakable, that you are the kind of person who never backs down, then your actions will align with that identity. The world belongs to those who refuse to quit, the ones who keep going, no matter how exhausted, frustrated, or beaten down they feel. You must become one of those people. Train your mind to endure. Push yourself past your limits. And when life tries to break you, smile, because you already know that nothing can. Chapter 14. The No Excuses Doctrine. Erase every reason to fail. Excuses are the invisible chains that keep people trapped in mediocrity. They sound reasonable, they feel justified, but at their core, excuses are just lies we tell ourselves to avoid doing the hard work. Weak people let excuses control them. Strong people eliminate them. If you want to force yourself to work hard, you must adopt a no-excuses mentality, where failure is never blamed on circumstances, only on effort. Most people fail not because they lack ability, but because they allow themselves to believe in excuses. I'm too tired. I don't have enough time. I'll start tomorrow. I don't feel like it. These thoughts are poison. The moment you allow even one excuse, you give yourself permission to quit. And quitting, even once, weakens your mind. So how do you adopt the no excuses doctrine? First, remove the option to complain. Complaining is just an excuse disguised as a story. It's an attempt to justify why you're not taking action. But complaining never fixes anything. It only steals time and energy. Replace every complaint with action. The moment you catch yourself making an excuse, stop, refocus, and ask, "What can I do about it right now?" Then do it. Second, set rules, not preferences. Most people operate on feelings. If they feel like working, they work. If they feel tired, they rest. This is a weak way to live. Winners don't work based on emotions. They work based on rules. If you say you'll wake up at 5 a.m., you wake up at 5 a.m., no debate. If you say you'll go to the gym, you go, no negotiation. You follow your own rules, no matter how you feel. Third, stop looking for an easier way. People waste so much time searching for shortcuts. They want results without effort, rewards without sacrifice. This mindset is a trap. The truth is, the hard way is the only way. There are no hacks, no secret formulas. If you want to succeed, stop avoiding effort and start embracing it. Do what's hard. Do what's uncomfortable. Do what most people won't. Fourth, eliminate the words "I can't" from your vocabulary. Every time you say "I can't," you reinforce weakness. Replace it with "How can I?" Instead of saying "I don't have enough time," say "How can I make more time?" Instead of saying "I don't have the right resources," say "How can I find a way?" This small shift in mindset turns obstacles into challenges to be solved, rather than excuses to give up. Fifth, take extreme ownership of your results. Weak people blame their situation, their boss, their upbringing, their lack of opportunity. Winners take full responsibility for everything in their life. If something isn't working, they don't complain, they adjust. If you don't like your results, change your actions. If you don't have the skills, learn them. If you're behind, work harder. No excuses, no blaming, only solutions. Sixth, make it painful to quit. Most people quit because it's easy. They set goals, fail, and move on without consequence. But what if quitting had a cost? Tell someone your goals. Make a public commitment. Attach a financial penalty to failure. When there's a real price for quitting, you'll fight harder to succeed. Seventh, surround yourself with people who reject excuses. If you spend time around lazy excuse-making people, their mindset will infect you. Find people who push themselves to their limits, who refuse to accept failure, who demand more from life. Being in that environment will force you to rise to their level. Make success a requirement, not an option. Most people treat success as something they hope to achieve. Winners treat it as the only possible outcome. When you make something non-negotiable, your brain finds a way. When you remove excuses, all that's left is execution. Excuses don't produce results. Effort does. If you want to work harder, stop waiting for perfect conditions, stop blaming outside factors, and stop giving yourself an easy way out. Adopt the no excuses mindset, take full control, and do whatever it takes. Because once you remove every excuse, there's nothing left to do but succeed. Chapter 15. The Unbreakable Commitment Principle. Lock yourself into success. Success doesn't come from motivation. It doesn't come from talent, intelligence, or even opportunity. It comes from commitment, an unshakable decision that you will do whatever it takes, no matter how hard, how long, or how painful the process is. Most people fail because they treat their goals like an option, something they'll pursue if they feel like it, if the conditions are right, if they have the energy. But commitment is different. Commitment means no matter what, you do the work. Think about elite athletes, Navy SEALs, world-class entrepreneurs. Do you think they feel motivated every single day? Absolutely not. But their results don't come from motivation. They come from the fact that quitting simply isn't an option. They've eliminated the possibility of failure because they've already decided, I will succeed no matter what. So how do you build this level of commitment? First, burn the option to quit. The reason most people fail is that they give themselves an escape route. If this gets too hard, I'll stop. If I don't feel like it, I'll take a break. If I don't see progress fast enough, I'll try something else. But if you leave yourself a way out, your brain will always take it when things get tough. True commitment means removing all exits. Make failure impossible by making success the only possible outcome. Second, tie your commitment to something bigger than yourself. If your only reason for working hard is personal gain, you'll eventually burn out. But when your commitment is tied to a mission, a purpose, or people who rely on you, your drive becomes unstoppable. Think about soldiers who push through exhaustion in battle, parents who work three jobs to provide for their kids, leaders who refuse to let their team down. They don't quit because quitting isn't just about them. It affects something greater. Find that deeper reason, and your commitment will become unbreakable. Third, make a public declaration. When you keep your goals private, quitting is easy. No one knows. No one holds you accountable. But when you announce your commitment to the world, you create an obligation to follow through. Tell your friends, your family, your team what you're going to accomplish. Now, if you quit, you don't just disappoint yourself, you disappoint everyone who believed in you. That extra pressure will force you to keep going. Fourth, create a system where failure is painful. People quit because quitting has no immediate consequences. Make it hurt. Set a rule. If you miss a workout, you pay $100 to a friend. If you skip a writing session, you donate to a cause you hate. When quitting has a cost, you'll fight harder to stay committed. Fifth, develop the mindset of, I don't care how I feel, I do it anyway. Most people let their emotions dictate their actions. I don't feel motivated, so I'll skip today. I feel tired, so I'll take a break. But commitment means action is non-negotiable. You don't wait for motivation. You don't debate whether you're in the mood. You don't ask yourself if you feel like it. You just do the work, every single time. Sixth, build streaks and never break them. Momentum is a powerful force. When you've worked hard for 30 days straight, you don't want to break the streak. Make your commitment visible, track your progress daily, and create an unbroken chain of effort. Over time, the streak itself becomes a source of discipline. You don't quit because you refuse to break the chain. Turn your commitment into an identity. People who stay committed don't just see hard work as something they do. They see it as who they are. A disciplined person doesn't have to force themselves to be disciplined. They just act in alignment with their identity. If you see yourself as someone who never quits, someone who follows through no matter what, your actions will reflect that belief. Commitment becomes effortless when it's part of your identity. Understand that real commitment isn't a one-time decision. It's a choice you make every day. Every morning you wake up and decide, "Will I do what I said I would do?" The people who win aren't the ones who made a commitment once. They're the ones who keep recommitting, even when it's hard, even when they don't feel like it, even when they want to quit. The only thing standing between you and success is your level of commitment. The ones who succeed aren't the smartest, the luckiest, or the most talented. They're the ones who refuse to quit. So burn the boats, cut off the escape routes, and decide right now that nothing will stop you. Because once you make an unbreakable commitment, success is inevitable. Chapter 16. The Indestructible Routine Formula. Build habits that guarantee success. Success is not about having a few productive days or pushing yourself hard for a short period. It's about building a system that makes progress automatic, a daily structure so strong that even on your worst days, you still move forward. This is where the indestructible routine comes in. It's not based on willpower or motivation. It's based on habits so deeply ingrained that success becomes inevitable. Most people fail because they rely on how they feel to decide what to do. I don't feel like working out today, so I'll skip it. I don't feel motivated to work on my goals, so I'll procrastinate. This is why their results are inconsistent. They're ruled by emotions. But high achievers don't think like this. They don't wait for motivation. They follow their routine no matter what. So how do you build an indestructible routine that forces you to take action every day? 1. Lock in a non-negotiable morning routine. Your morning is your foundation. If you start strong, you stay strong. But if you wake up late, check your phone, waste time, and move sluggishly, you've already lost momentum. Your first actions set the tone for the entire day. Create a powerful, repeatable morning system. Wake up at the same time every day. No excuses, no snoozing. Move immediately, exercise, stretch, or do some form of physical activity. Avoid distractions, no social media, no emails, no mindless scrolling. Set your intentions. Write down your top priorities before the world distracts you. Start working before your brain has time to make excuses. The longer you hesitate, the weaker your discipline becomes. When you own your mornings, you own your days. And when you own your days, you own your life. 2. Design an environment that traps you in productivity. Your willpower is limited, but your environment can be designed to make success automatic. If you constantly feel distracted, it's not a self-discipline problem, it's an environment problem. Remove temptations, delete apps, block websites, put your phone in another room, create a dedicated workspace. Train your brain to associate a specific place with deep work. Surround yourself with high achievers. Your habits are influenced by the people around you. If you spend time with lazy, unmotivated people, their energy will drag you down. But if you're surrounded by disciplined, driven individuals, their mindset will push you higher. Make your environment work for you, not against you. 3. Automate discipline with triggers and rituals. Discipline isn't about constantly forcing yourself to do hard things. It's about reducing friction so that good habits happen effortlessly. Use triggers. Link new habits to existing ones. After I brush my teeth, I meditate. After I drink coffee, I write. After I finish my workout, I start deep work. Set time-based rules, e.g., at 6 a.m., I exercise. At 9 a.m., I start work. At 7 p.m., I plan tomorrow. When you follow a structured schedule, you remove the mental exhaustion of deciding what to do next. Stack habits. Combine a habit you already do with a new one. If you always listen to music, turn it into learning time by playing audiobooks instead. If you always drink coffee, use that time to journal your goals. When habits are triggered automatically, discipline becomes effortless. 4. Master the art of consistency over intensity. Most people start strong but burn out because they chase extreme effort instead of consistent effort. It's not about how hard you go today. It's about how long you can sustain progress. Instead of working out for 2 hours once a week, work out for 30 minutes every day. Instead of trying to write 10 pages in one session, aim for 500 words every morning. Instead of going all in for a month and then quitting, build habits that last for years. The secret to success isn't a massive burst of effort. It's small, daily actions that compound over time. 5. Use the never skip twice rule. Nobody is perfect. Even the most disciplined people sometimes miss a workout, fail to complete a task, or slip up on a habit. The difference is, they never let one mistake turn into two. The rule is simple. If you skip once, correct it immediately. If you miss a workout, make sure you exercise the next day. If you procrastinate today, attack your tasks tomorrow with double intensity. If you fall off track, don't waste time feeling guilty. Just get back on track immediately. Success isn't about never failing. It's about how quickly you recover. 6. Track your progress and make it visible. What gets measured gets managed. If you don't track your habits, it's easy to fool yourself into thinking you're making progress when you're not. Use a habit tracker. Tick off each day you complete your routine. The longer your streak, the more motivated you'll be to keep it going. Write down your daily wins. Even small victories add up. Seeing progress builds momentum. Keep a success journal. Every day, write what you accomplished. Over time, you'll see how much you've grown. Tracking your habits makes success tangible, and once you see results, you'll be addicted to progress. 7. Make your routine. Your identity. The real key to an indestructible routine isn't just following a system. It's becoming the kind of person who never breaks their system. Instead of saying, "I'm trying to exercise regularly," say, "I'm the type of person who never misses a workout." Instead of saying, "I'm working on being productive," say, "I'm a high performer who executes every day." Instead of saying, "I'm trying to be more disciplined," say, "I am someone who gets things done, no matter what." When discipline becomes who you are, following your routine isn't hard. It's just what you do. At the end of the day, your success isn't determined by motivation, luck, or talent. It's determined by the habits you repeat every single day. The indestructible routine makes success inevitable. Once you build a system that forces you to take action daily, there is no other outcome but progress. So stop waiting for motivation. Build a system. Lock in your habits. Make success automatic. Because once you create an indestructible routine, nothing can stop you. Everything you've learned in this script comes down to one undeniable truth. Success is not about talent, luck, or motivation. It's about relentless execution. Most people wait. They wait for inspiration, for the perfect moment, for motivation to magically appear. But high achievers don't wait. They force themselves to take action, no matter what. They master their mindset, build unbreakable routines, and train themselves to push through discomfort. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't isn't intelligence or skill. It's the ability to show up and execute, even when they don't feel like it. They tap into their dark mode mindset, knowing that the version of them who dominates life thrives on discipline, not comfort. They work like time is running out, knowing that every second wasted is a lost opportunity. They eliminate escape routes, commit fully, and remove emotions from their decisions. True discipline isn't about motivation. It's about creating an environment and a mindset where success becomes inevitable. The most powerful people in the world don't rely on feelings. They rely on systems, habits, and an unbreakable will. They deposit daily effort into their disciplined bank account, knowing that every sacrifice today pays off in massive rewards tomorrow. They embrace pain, chase struggle, and push for one more every single time. At the core of all of this is a single decision. Are you going to control your mind, or will your mind control you? Because the reality is, you don't need another motivational speech. You don't need more time. You don't need better conditions. You just need to decide that from this moment forward, you are the type of person who gets things done. No excuses, no negotiations, no wasted potential. The path to greatness is already in front of you. Now it's time to force yourself to walk it.